This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, Providence, Salus, the militia line. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. You know, did anybody watch the Barr hearings in front of the House Judiciary Committee the other day? Gerald Nadler should be put in a home. That's item number one. But if you watch the freakish Gerald Nadler mouth off to the Attorney General about these poor hug-giving rioters of love in Portland who are being cruelly provoked by those federal courthouses that racistly refuse to be burned down, and then your mind begins to generate several questions. And the first is whether he somehow forgot that we've actually seen pictures of these enthusiastic Biden supporters destroying property and attacking cops. The next question is how someone as lumpy as the Nadia ever managed to pull off his escape from Willy Wonka's factory. Maybe he hid in a dumpster of garbage and it worked because no one noticed him nestled inside, perfectly camouflaged. But the truth is still a thing, despite the efforts of a representative class act and that witch Nancy Pelosi, who called our cops stormtroopers with a straight face. Though in fairness to her, after all the Botox, she no longer has any other kind of face to make. Truth exists. And we can see it thanks to the alternative outlets and social media. And we still think lying is a bad thing, though our opponents disagree. To the left, truth is just this bourgeois conceit, something to be discarded as necessary in the struggle against horrible things like racism and sexism and transphobia and colonizing and Democrats not being in power. It's optional. And so the left opts out. Right now, you've got these leftist liars, along with the flaccid never-Trump Renfields that are out there. And they're either remarkably stupid or they think you are remarkably stupid. And maybe it could be a bit of both. I'm not sure. The kind of lies told by the Speaker of the House and the Oompa Loompa of the House are certainly part of their central theme to success for the rioters. And remember that all this disorder is an information operation, designed to make us normal people think that chaos is descending upon America and that Trump will be unable to protect us when these barbarians issue from the cities like Sauron's hordes from Mordor and march on our suburban and rural homes. Do you believe that? Do you think that? When they head to suburbia? Or do you think that you're going to have a nice collection of used black apparel, worn numerous times, but only dropped once, with only one hole in it? The unspoken deal they offer is that if we only elect the gropey old weirdo who lives in a basement, then all this trouble is magically going to stop. And as a bonus, the bat soup flu will also be cured. And a few other things. There'll be no more racism. You remember when Barack Obama got elected, how And I think he said it. This will be the day everyone will remember that the seas stopped rising. What kind of messianic complex is that one, you think? The media tries to help disguise what is actually happening, not just in terms of blaming Trump, but in terms of covering up the essential insignificance of the chaos they're trying to generate. Most of the chaos is happening in places where there's nobody fighting back. But where there are people fighting back, we're starting to see some rifts come up. Because local government's going to have to figure something out, and the feds are going to have to do something about this. If the local police are not going to protect people, then when people get out there and they shoot one of these people, then they don't need to be coming down on them. It's not like people are going to buy this notion that these toxic Portland layabouts were just minding their own business, being productive members of our society, when the courthouse rolled up on them and dumped out a bunch of federal officers who forced these honor students and Eagle Scouts into helmets, gave them shields and lasers and Molotov cocktails, and then compelled them against their will to try to torch the place. This is the same sort of argument that is used when they say that we have as far as incarceration, Black America is misrepresented. As if a regular youth, you know, straight A student that's a Black kid that's walking down the street, if he just happens to pass a prison, they're pulling him in there for no other reason than he's Black. The media keeps trying to make various narrative fetches happen, if you've seen Mean Girls, and it's just not happening. The peaceful protester thing's just stupid. Then the Wall of Moms, a hackneyed bit of performance art that might fool dim bulbs like the flatulent Eric Swalwell, but nobody else. It's unclear whether these hefty harpies even identify themselves as women. Because in their bizarro universe, men can be moms too. And then as for the Wall of Vets, those of us who actual vets identify them as Blue Falcons. You know, I get asked, how can veterans... Listen, just because we served, some of us that served can, you know, it's not some magical thing that occurs where, okay, I served, therefore I am, I'm super patriot. Lots of people serve in the military that despise America. They do it for various reasons. They do it for the GI Bill. They do it for the medical. They do it to go to school. You know. While blaming Trump for what is manifestly the fault of these Democrat catspaws is important to the op, what is also vital to their very poisonous scheme is convincing you that this is a movement of mass and not of bowel. They simply are not that many people rioting. They only managed to round up a few hundred cretins a night in Portland, but if you dive below the surface, you'll see that this fight is an idiot magnet for losers across the country. This is a nation of 330 million people, and you maybe actually have 2,000 hardcore that are involved in the violence that the mainstream media shows every night, albeit in a sanitized and curated form designed to convey the official narrative. And that's nothing. It is tactically insignificant. And if Portland and these other Democrat cities' mayors and district attorneys would stop flying top cover for the criminals, police would pop this progressive protest pimple with about 15 minutes of riot cop TLC. The only thing you need to know is that they are not coming for you en masse, and that's the big lie. And why not? Well, because the fact they lack numbers, once they hit the big Blueberg city limits, their cover is gone. Is your police department going to roll over? How about your DA? What about you? This kind of garbage may play to the activists, but who actually vote in the cities, but we all vote in the suburbs and rural areas, and we're not defunding nothing. And our politicians generally realize that if they lose control, they lose their job. And when these creatures slither into our communities, well, it might be time to pick up a stick or something else. And that's not accounting for the Second Amendment enthusiasts in the hinterlands. So let the garbage cities burn. Let the idiots who voted for chaos enjoy it. And if they refuse to learn the easy way, let them learn the hard way. Pain is a very, very good teacher. It's a better teacher than a million man-bun TAs instructing Goucher College sophomores about transgender poetry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm going to give you a scenario, and understand this. This is completely fictitious, and I'm making this up as I go. But I'll play this stupid game. All these guys that are saying Joe Biden's going to win, let's play Joe Biden won. A victorious President Joe Biden will move from his Delaware basement to the cellar of the White House, where he will remain only to be seen by the public in pre-recorded televised messages to the people. The riots will stop, after which the suspiciously trained, organized, and supplied grassroots Antifa rioters will be unofficially incorporated into the Biden administration as local policy councils financed by leftist dark money and tasked to root out disobedience and dissent. Thereby, Jerry Nadler's Antifa myth will be in a position to enforce the much-needed hope and change Biden has said he wishes to bring back. Despite a distinct lack of promise in his future, Joseph Biden is a man who makes many promises. There was, however, one promise he made in the Democratic debates that is suspiciously absent from his recent professions of intent. Biden, or whoever is pulling his strings, will now have full control of the legislative branch of government, either by the Democrats keeping the House and winning the Senate in 2020, or through the persuasion by local policy councils of certain Republican senators, congressmen, and their families, which, of course, corporate media will ignore. The filibuster will be eliminated to grease the path of progressive legislation, and he'll spend the first 2 years consolidating power of Congress. The census redistricting, is modified by the local policy councils, and intimidated state legislatures will ensure Democrat control of both houses of Congress by a landslide in the 2022 midterms, perhaps even securing the two-thirds of both houses necessary for the elimination of the Electoral College. Still, the only way to assure implementation of their promise to fundamentally transform the United States of America is to disarm Americans. Slowly, Biden will precipitously increase taxes on guns and ammunition while restricting the amount of ammunition that can be legally purchased in a month, and there will be mandatory gun registration under a penalty of law. Failure to register will subject gun owners to felony prosecution, fines starting in the tens of thousands of dollars, and civil forfeiture of property like real estate and cars. Then, after the midterms, when the left's fully in control of the legislative and executive branches of government, laws will be passed outlawing all guns in private hands. An exception will be made for the local policy council members. Gun confiscation will begin. Any records of the federal, state, and local governments possessed pertaining to gun ownership will be made public with the release of the names and addresses of all gun owners nationwide. Employers will be encouraged to terminate any employees who are gun owners. Mortgage companies, banks, and credit card companies will be encouraged to decline financing to gun owners. Local policy councils, Antifa, will be encouraged to peacefully protest at the places of employment and homes of gun owners. Local policy councils, employers, banks, financial firms will all be indemnified against lawsuits pertaining to those actions. In addition, the local policy council members, as a quasi-military, will be protected by qualified immunity. These same tactics used to such devastating effect in the rioting that we witnessed these last few months will now be used against doxxed gun owners. Nightly visits by screaming, armed and violent, mostly peaceful council members will become prevalent. Arson, damaged private property, violent assault, homicide, and even rape will become a tool of the people deployed to ensure that recalcitrant gun owners voluntarily surrender their weapons. And again, corporate media will ignore this. Having deployed the National Guard and the active service troops from the Army throughout the 50 states, joint teams of disarmed and unfunded police troops, guard units, and local policy council members will search homes for any unregistered guns. Soros prosecutors and the success of the decarceration movement will allow socially distant incarceration of those who refuse the sensible new gun reform. That's the plan, anyway. Otto von Bismarck have said to remark, God looks out for fools, drunkards in the United States. And the fools on the left are not going to know what hit them. Because now let's get out of the fictitious and start talking a couple of facts. Left's power is concentrated on the coast and in large cities. In the vast majority of the country, which is derisively called flyover country by those on the left, is relatively conservative and armed to the teeth. In most of America, people believe that they can never be too thin, too rich, or too well armed. There's somewhere between 400 and 700 million guns in private hands, and anecdotally, the higher number is probably still too low. When COVID came around, remember when that happened? Well, it didn't work as it was supposed to, but we still locked down the economy. And one of the big reasons that people did not starve is because truckers kept trucking, and most drivers kept a gun in their cab. And when authorities confiscate that gun, deliveries to the cities will cease. And in just a matter of weeks, New York and L.A., they start to run out of food. How many homeowners do you think need to be assaulted before a visit from the local policy council would be met with gunfire? Council members are not trained for what they will provoke and can expect to be decimated in these confrontations. And then people will start to organize and then directly attack authorities and lines of communication in and around the cities. Because the veterans will come out and say, you know what, we need to go out to this supply line, we need to take this out, we need to take that out. And how long before some of us decide to lie in wait to pick off the public officials responsible for these policies? Because we have a lot of trained veterans here. It does not take a brain surgeon to realize what side they're going to be on. Pipelines and power plants and interstate highways and railroads and bridges will all be targets of attack. Governors and mayors and LEOs will start to defect, as will the National Guard and any other troops who will resent being asked to kill their neighbors and relatives. There's not enough soldiers, National Guard, and potential local policy council members to protect everything or seize all the weapons. The fact of the matter is this will be something they start that they cannot control, that they will not be able to finish, that will morph into something they have no idea of how to handle. And while they're sitting there trying to figure all that out, we'll bust in on them, and we'll show them how we intend to handle them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A memorial service for the late John Lewis is over. The veteran Georgia congressman and civil rights icon was honored in speeches by former President Bill Clinton, former Presidents George W. Bush, and former President Barack Obama delivered the eulogy. A former businessman and Republican presidential candidate has died. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Former Republican presidential candidate and Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain is dead at 74. He died this morning in an Atlanta hospital where he had been since July 1st. First, after he was diagnosed with COVID-19.
Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says this about Cain.
He's one of the nicest guys I ever met. I mean, he just had this affability, this kindness. I mean, he lit up rooms where he was.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, visiting the American Red Cross headquarters and participating in a roundtable discussion on donating plasma.
We've taken bold actions to give Americans access to plasma therapies. The FDA made the treatment available to patients with life-threatening infections beginning in March. We provided $48 million to the Mayo Clinic to support their expanded access program for plasma. We're providing up to $270 million to the Red Cross and America's Blood Centers for the collection of up to 360,000 units of plasma.
NASA's mission to Mars is underway. An Atlas V rocket carrying the Perseverance rover was launched from Cape Canaveral early this morning, and NFL players are approving the league's health and safety measures for the upcoming season. The players' union also agreed to the plans as training camps begin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Cultural suicide used to be a popular diagnosis of why things suddenly just quit. Historians like Oswald Spengler and Arnold Toynbee cited social cannibalism to explain why once successful states and institutions and cultures simply died off. And their common explanation was that the arrogance of success ensures lethal consequences. So once the elites became pampered and arrogant, they feel exempt from their ancestors' respect for moral and spiritual laws like thrift and moderation and transcendence. Take, for example, professional sports. I was told at one time, I was like, you know, you'd be so much more successful if you were a sports talker. Glad I didn't take that advice. Over the last century, professional football, basketball, baseball, they were racially integrated and adopted a uniform code of patriotic observance. The three leagues offered fans a pleasant respite from the daily barroom politics. And as a result, by the 21st century, the NFL, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, they have all become global multi-billion dollar enterprises. And then hubris ensues. The owners and coaches and players weren't always racially diverse, but that inconvenient truth did not stop the leagues from hectoring their fans about social activism, even as they no longer honor common patriotic rituals. All three leagues have suffered terribly during the viral lockdown as American life mysteriously went on without them. and they've almost ensured that they won't fully recover when the quarantine ends. See, many of these often pampered multi-million dollar players refuse to honor the national anthem. In the NFL, they now will broadcast their politics on their helmets. They will virtue signal their moral superiority to increasingly turned off fans as if to ensure that their sources of support flee. This is, you know, you can see this in our universities. Lots of American universities became virtual global brands in the 21st century. Sky-high tuition, rich foreign students, guaranteed student loans, and Club Med-like facilities convinced administrators and faculty that higher education was sacrosanct. The universities preached that every successful American had to have a bachelor's degree, and if the higher education monopoly deserved guaranteed customers. But soon, $1.6 trillion in aggregate student loan debt, lightweight and trendy curricula, ideological hectoring, administrative bloat, reduced teaching loads, poor placement of graduates, and the suspension of the Bill of Rights on campus began turning off both students and the public. I mean, if a student can Zoom or Skype their class from home this fall, why would they pay $70,000 a year for the campus experience? Supposedly woke and informed rioters this summer incoherently toppled or damaged the statues of everyone from Robert E. Lee, Ulysses Grant, Frederick Douglass, Miguel de Cervantes. So the public might begin to wonder how the nation's multi-trillion dollar investment in higher education actually served the country. Soon, popular fury will beget more dangerous questions for American universities. Maybe the country should subsidize the training of more essential electricians and plumbers and contractors and masons instead of unemployable environmental and ethnic studies majors. If a university president wanted to devise a plan on how to destroy his university, he could not come up with a better one than what has happened on campus in recent decades. Hollywood should have been ecstatic over the 21st century globalization, which should have made filmmakers and stars even richer and more popular, with a potential audience of more than 7 billion. Quarantine shut that down, too. Amazon, Netflix, and Facebook, along with cable TV, have sent theater revenues diving for years. Silicon Valley can create filmmakers who have no need to get near Southern California. So in response, Hollywood counts on bringing comic books to the big screen or on making poor remakes of old classics. And when directors try to make a serious new movie, the result is often the monotony and boredom of thinly veiled woke propaganda. And we can only take so many of these heroic green crusaders and diverse superhumans and beautiful feminists, with only so many villainous cardboard cutout Russian oligarchs and toothless and twangy southern Neanderthals and corporate yes-men. Then it gets worse when the Chinese government often adjudicates movie content as the price of entering a Chinese market with more than a billion potential customers. But they do seek out theaters for more lectures for beautiful multimillionaires on their racist, sexist, homophobic country. You know, professional sports and universities and the motion picture industry all know that what they are doing is bad for business, but they still believe they're rich and powerful, so they think they're invulnerable. And they're also ignorant of history and cannot be persuaded that they are destroying themselves. At this late date, all that matters is that the country itself learns from these suicidal examples and heals itself. If the U.S. is not to become an extinct Easter Island, we need to rediscover respect for its past and honor for the dead who gave us so much. You know, we need to rediscover the desire to invest rather than spend and a need for some sense of transcendence. If we're not going to believe that what we do today has consequences for our children after we're gone, then there are ancient existential forces in the world that are going to intervene. And it's not going to be nice. You know, I look at what happened with me. I'm not trained to do this. Somebody heard me on a voicemail. and thought it would be a smoking hot idea to stick a mic in front of my face. And I jumped to that because I had always wanted to be in talk radio. The problem is that some people, when they when the opportunity presents itself, they won't realize that it's one of these things that you better go ahead and do it while you can. Now, for me, you know, when this opportunity presented itself, I didn't, when the guy called me and said, hey, listen, we want to talk to you about maybe putting you on a radio show. I didn't call him up and say, listen, are you sure about that? I said, when and where? And then I drove 120 miles to do it. And then after I got it, I then proceeded for the next 2 years to drive that same 120 miles till I had to build a remote studio. And then I built a remote studio, and then I did it from here, and I've never looked back. And I'm not trying to do this. I was delivering things when I started doing this. So, this is a great country where opportunity does present itself. Those with the hubris, they're setting themselves up to be consumed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. In the militant Black Lives Matter movement, groupthink is not a request. It's a demand. And the movement, often confused with tolerance, will not tolerate dissent. If you say all lives matter, you're going to get shouted down. If you like the wrong comment on Facebook, they'll shut you down. And they, or at least they'll definitely try. They're, you know, part of the cancel culture. The peaceful Milwaukee Black Lives Matter activist Frank Nitti, whose real name is Frank Sensenbaugh, and his band of radicals have been descending on Port Washington and other small towns in Milwaukee's collar counties. Port Washington became a flashpoint in June after a man verbally assaulted three women from the Black Lives Matter movement. The man's hate-filled rant was caught on video, and it became the top story in the Milwaukee media market. But the news outlets, however, have not picked up on what has been happening in the wake of the high-profile incident, at least not the full story, according to Empower Wisconsin. We get a Port Washington business owner who asked not to be identified. He wrote this in an email. Since that incident, we've had numerous protests in our small, quiet town, some of which have been led by Frank Nitti and his cohorts. But they're not merely demonstrating. I could almost understand it. You know, just, you know, demonstrating, right? He said a woman in neighboring Salkville recently was targeted and protesters presented themselves in front of her home into the late hours of the evening. They were chanting and threatening her husband. Her husband went outside with a firearm to defend their home. The police were called, and the protesters remained in the street, blocking traffic, harassing the residents and her neighbors for hours. Now, sources say members of the movement are threatening to silence anyone who doesn't support their idea of social justice. This week, a commenter on a Facebook group known as Port Washington Voice wrote that the patio bar and grill was liking certain comments deemed anti-BLM, and apparently the folks at the patio liked this comment. The comment was, am I missing something, that the police at Port Washington mistreated someone? Last I checked, that never happened. Don't get me wrong, Black Lives Matter, Mexican Lives Matter, White Lives Matter. Members of a group known as Break the Silence of the Burbs, which has been leading the demonstrations in Port Washington and elsewhere, took their Facebook page and plotted protests, took to their Facebook pages to plot protests to shut down the bar and the other community businesses. One page member, Michael Sadorf, said, if you're going to do it Friday. And he urges his fellow peaceful protesters to allow the folks at the patio a chance to make their stance clear. Threatening actions, he said, comes across as intimidation. But, you're sort of giving away the game. It's sort of clear. At this point, there's no need to tell anyone they'll get shut down. It's almost a known fact that if you're a racist, you'll be held accountable for your hate, Sadorf writes. So, again, the racist is being targeted for liking a pro-police comment on Facebook. If they don't have an apology before Friday, I'm going to make an event, wrote Zay OTW on the page. The owner of the patio bar and grill did not return a message seeking comment on Tuesday. A defender of the bar wasn't keen on the group's intimidation game. The poster wrote, you will not suppress my opinions and use bullying as a form of control. You will never intimidate me. Nitty has been leading the No Justice, No Peace charge in the suburbs, as in Milwaukee, where he and his fellow demonstrators have been less than peaceful. He talks about shutting down businesses and institutions as nonchalantly as most people talk about the weather. He was arrested after leading a disorderly protest in Milwaukee. Police ultimately used tear gas to break up that demonstration. He's gone on video warning Mayor Tom Barrett and the police chief Alfonso Morales, you're not going to blank with us without causing some blanking retaliation. I know how to be peaceful and cause a whole lot of blanking chaos. So now he's going to take those threats and go to suburban Wisconsin. One source said, I'm seriously worried about the escalation that is happening recently in major cities like Portland and Seattle, but also now we're starting to see that as well in small, once quiet towns like Port Washington. And I can tell you there's an underlying tension in the community that is getting ready to boil over, and with the presence of the weapons and out-of-the-area people coming into town targeting people and businesses, I'm sincerely afraid somebody's going to get hurt. Yeah. What's going to happen is one day they're going to show up at a house in a suburb, and what's going to have happened prior to this is the people that live in the suburb, sort of like a HOA meeting, they're going to get together, and they're going to figure out who's who and who's what's what and who has what. And if they see this happen, some of these guys are going to tool up. They're going to go outside. They're going to stand in the dark. And as soon as everybody knows they're in place, they're going to, I don't know, maybe pop a flare. Maybe they use some, commercial fireworks or something. I don't know. They're going to make sure that everybody knows that they are there and that the rioters know they are there, the BLM, whatever you want to call them. And then there's going to be a choice or two to be made. Because if somebody knows what they're doing to where they're not shooting at each other, these guys can set something up that is so simple and so effective that it'd be a massacre. Let's go back. Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, where you had 300 members of the NFAC, which is a self-described black militia based in Atlanta, had what the Louisville Courier-Journal called a tense standoff with about 50 armed 3%ers, which the paper described as a far-right militia. That sounds tense, doesn't it? And the incident, which ended without violence, could be seen as yet another sign the country is descending into 1968-style chaos. It was also for somebody that wants to sit there and do a little breakdown, it's a striking illustration of the Second Amendment's enduring practical and symbolic importance that scrambled conventional stereotypes about the right to armed self-defense. Because Kentucky allows open or concealed carry of firearms without a permit. Two groups, both of which disavow aggression, were acting lawfully. There was a member of NFAC who shot three members of the NFAC accidentally. Their motives may look different, but both are drawing on a long American tradition of wide gun ownership as a safeguard against tyranny. And FAC showed up there to support a protest of, about the shooting of Breonna Taylor. I get it. I get it. That should never have happened. That's one of those things that we seriously need to be looking at. Because that could have been anybody. White, black, plaid, it doesn't matter. Could have been anybody. But it wasn't. It wasn't anybody. But the NFAC and the three percenters showed up there, and there was no hostile action. None. It was a very simple thing. They stood there, you know. NFAC, they were parading around with military-style rifles of the sort that Joe Biden, the presumptive nominee for the Democrats, wants to ban, but they show that they're prepared to exercise the Second Amendment right that gun control supporters typically portray as a fetish of white conservatives. And the assertion of those rights resonates historically, since modern gun control laws have their roots in the efforts of southern states to disarm free men. Yeah, so interesting that, you know, when you sit back and observe that, that was interesting. Coming up next, as we head in hour number two, we're going to be talking to Rick Ector from Planet Rick, as we do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.